You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But as this game was going on Tuesday night, and the Mets not only did nothing against Logan Webb, they were not even making him break a sweat. And that's a part of why you want a guy like Logan Webb on your team in this modern age of baseball, because he'll strike guys out, but he'll also get some very quick outs on weak contact, on weak ground balls to shortstop, and weak ground balls to second base. And so even though I know the Mets weren't giving up, I think that's an overstatement, the Mets looked lifeless. And a part of why they looked lifeless is because, much like Sunday against LA, they ran into a really good starting pitcher. The good news was Luis Severino was matching him pitch for pitch for pitch. And then I made a mistake. I made a big, big, big freaking mistake. Pete Hoffman probably doesn't know about the mistake because he was at the Ranger game and he was having a damn good time watching the New York Rangers defeat the Washington Capitals. But do you know, Pete, the mistake that I made in the midst of the Mets-Giants game on Tuesday night? Are you aware of it?
Though I may have been at the Ranger game, I still am very into my social media, unfortunately, and I saw the mistake.
Now, I ask you, before I explain the mistake to those who listen to the Rico and are not paying attention to social media, good for you, by the way, did you realize the mistake before it became officially a mistake, or did you see the mistake and then say, uh-oh, this is going to be a mistake?
I saw the mistake. I didn't think it was a mistake, but then got in the car because I think the game had ended by the time this had started to begin the process.
Yes.
But by the time I got in the car, it was already, you know what?
It was already a mistake. So, look, I can't help myself. I can't. Even though we've witnessed Johan Santana, even though we witnessed the combined no-hitter of 2022, something comes around me or above me or all over me whenever the New York Mets are flirting even the littlest, tiniest bit with a no-hitter or, dare I say, a perfect game. And Luis Severino was incredibly dominant. He was great, man. And he made, you know, there was some good defense behind him. Brett Beatty made a tremendous diving play to end the second inning. But Luis Severino looked really, really sharp. And after he struck out Jorge Soler in the fourth inning and he had retired 12 in a row, I made a decision. I said to myself, I want to look out for people because there are many people who are Met fans, but maybe they're a little bit more casual. You know, maybe they're a little bit more, I don't need to see every freaking pitch. And maybe they have no idea that Luis Severino's retired 12 in a row. Kind of like last year. There may have been some cash Yankee fans that didn't know Domingo Herman had retired 12 in a row. And so the reason I went to social media to say, hey, Luis Severino looks really, really, really good, I'll leave it at that, was it was my Morse code with everyone else to say, hey, if you're not watching the Met game, it may behoove you to tune in because Luis Severino is pitching really, really well. So I did it, A, because I looked out for everybody else without saying it. And B, I did it because I was giddy. I mean, I love pitching. Pitching is my favorite thing about baseball. If you gave me the perfect game to watch, it would probably be a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game. And trust me, there's a difference between a 1-0 game that features dominant pitching and a 1-0 game that just features inept offense. Because we've seen all of that as Met fans. But I did think over the first four innings on Tuesday night, Logan Webb was utterly brilliant for San Francisco. And Luis Severino was utterly brilliant for the Mets. What I should have realized as soon as I sent out that Morse code to everybody out there is that things were going to turn. And they turned very, very quickly. And they started off so innocently because he was ahead of Michael Conforto in the bottom of the fifth inning, 0-2. And Conforto blooped it to center field. He did not even hit the ball that hard. So when Severino gave up his first hit, I kind of shrugged my shoulders like, all right, not overly concerned. Not the worst thing in the world. As long as you can get through this inning, I won't feel like I did something really bad. Because to me, it's not about jinxing the mistake if you believe in jinxes. It's not jinxing a no-hitter or a perfect game. It's more, don't let this game get ugly. Don't let this turn into an average performance by Luis Severino. And then he gave up a base hit to Matt Chapman. And now I was concerned. Because now, two on and nobody out, bottom of the fifth inning, the way the Mets could not figure out Logan Webb, anytime they would get a base hit, it would be erased really quickly by weak ground balls, including a double play that was hit into by the great Francisco Lindor. He got Patrick Bailey out. There's one out. I'm like, all right, I think we may get through this. And then Tyro Estrada rips a base hit up the middle, in which both runners advance because of the throw to the plate. And then Mike Yastrzemski hits a two-run single. And all of a sudden, it went from this is a really, really special performance to the Mets are down 3-0, and it really feels like 8-0. And it did. I mean, that deficit felt enormous. Now, I give Luis Severino credit for this. He was able to get out of the inning without any more damage being imposed on him. And then he pitched the sixth inning. And it wasn't an easy sixth inning because he put the leadoff man on. They were two on and one out. And he was able to make some big pitches to get through it. And I thought that was important because the Mets just do not get a lot of innings out of their starting pitching. So I give Sevy a little bit of credit for the fact that he finished strong. And look, here's the truth. When we talked at the beginning of this season about what the Mets are going to have to do to be a good baseball team, what I laid out was their starting pitching is never going to be great. I don't think it's going to be great. But if it can be average, I believe enough in this offense and this bullpen where they can win plenty of games. On Tuesday night, their starting pitching did its job.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Six innings, three runs. Granted, that's a 4.5 ERA, but in the modern age, six innings, three runs is fine. And if we get that, that should be good enough on most nights. The problem is, it's two parts. Problem one, Logan Webb is good. I have deep respect for him. He's one of the better, more reliable pitchers in all of baseball. And problem number two is the Met bats couldn't do anything. And that's where I struggle sometimes. When you get shut down by Keaton Wynn, it's easy to say, hey, this offense sucks and it needs to be better. And by when I say offense sucks, I don't mean in general. I mean that day, the offense sucked. When you get shut down by Logan Webb, when you get shut down by Tyler Glasnow, there's a part of me that says, hey, those are really good pitchers you got shut down by. But then the other part of me says, you're professional. Can you scratch out a couple of runs? Because if you scratch out a couple of runs and you get to the Giant bullpen in the seventh inning and it's 3-2 instead of 3-0 and you get Logan Webb out of the game before the ninth inning, you actually have a half a chance. So it's frustrating, Pete, because I have a tough time determining between, hey, they lost to a really good pitcher, get over it, versus can you show something against a really good pitcher because it can change the game, especially when you get a quality start.
The bats seemed to be, it's almost seemed like the Dodgers series was like, they took everything out of them to win those first two games. They got shellacked on Sunday, and then it's like they lost all their energy. The endorphins went down, and they just had nothing because both pitchers were, I mean, the Mets basically scored, what, one realistic run, a home run by Pete Alonso. Everything else was waste time, you know, ninth inning, not even close.
Well, I will say this about the ninth inning, and the ninth inning was very peculiar of Tuesday night's game because and this usually happens at the end of a West Coast trip, and I admit that this West Coast trip was not as brutal on sleep habits as others, because A, Friday night was West Coast game number one, not too bad. Saturday and Sunday were day games, so not bad at all. And then Monday was a late night game. And now Tuesday, the game we're talking about, was the third late night game, but you had a weekend mixed in. So it wasn't the worst when it comes to sleep, but it wasn't great. But for me, and maybe it's my age, maybe it's working in the afternoons and getting home late, maybe it's having two kids, in the bottom of the eighth inning of Tuesday night's game, I shut the scorebook. And what I did was I laid down and I said, I will watch the ninth inning at 5-0, because you never know, it's baseball. It's the beauty of the game. But I got to shut my scorebook because I'm exhausted. I just can't do it anymore. And so Tyler Rogers comes in the game. The Mets start rallying and I fall asleep. And that's a rarity. I bring it up because I don't do it very often. I just absolutely passed out. And I'm trying to remember, like, when in the ninth inning, maybe it was right after Pete Alonso doubled. I don't know, because I didn't see much and I passed out. And because I'm a sick F, a really sick F, I woke up about 2 hours later in a cold sweat thinking, I wonder if they rallied. Because I do love this sport and we've seen such crazy games. And a part of me thought, but if they rallied and won, how did I not do a Rico? Hoffman's going to kill me. Could you imagine those YouTube numbers and downloads that game? So I go to my phone and I see they lost 5-1. But now I'm like, oh, they scored a run. Let me see what happened. So I go back and watch it, that Alonso doubled. Brett Beatty got a hit. Jeff McNeil got a hit. And they were a batter away from getting the tying run to the plate, but they never did it. Joey Wendell struck out. Omar Narvaez grounded out. They never got there. So I was like, all right, good. I'm glad I went to sleep, because I would have been frustrated. It was pitching changes. Camilo Duvall came into the game. It was busy, and it would have taken a long time for the inevitable to end of the Mets losing. But what I asked the Met fan out there who stayed up and did not fall asleep, we've marveled at the team showing guts and fighting back. Does that ninth inning effort count as a comeback, as a fight? They got the tying run on deck, which, here's what it means. It means it's a save situation. It's why Camilo Duvall got a save, because when the tying run's on deck, it actually counts as a save situation. So the Mets showed you a little bit, but did that count fully as a comeback, as a, hey, they showed some guts, they were fighting?